Blog Talk Radio.
I invite you to come on in. I
invite you to come away. Come on in. Oh, come on in. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks.
Hello, welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. Hello, welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight with Prophetess Pate. I want to say hello, welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight with Prophetess Pate. I want to thank and praise God for all of you all that tune in on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for y'all that's on the phone line, those that may be listening by Radio Blog Talk, those that may be listening by other social media platforms or whatever you may be listening to. I want to say thank you all for tuning in on Faith on the Line on tonight with Prophetess Pate. And I want to thank and praise God also for Prophetess Stacy tuning in on with us and helping make sure things go well. So I want to also thank and praise God for those that going to pass by the replay. And I want to let you all know that faith, the word this radio broadcast is always, it is simply for faith on the line. It is simply for faith and encouragement. And I want to thank and praise God that the word of God let us know in Hebrews 11:1, this is our theme scripture. For the word tell us that we walk by, the word tell us that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So that's our theme scripture for tonight in Hebrews 11:1. And I like the next chapter of this talking about faith is when it say in Romans 10:17, when it let us know that we walk by faith. The faith. Let me make sure that scripture is accurate. Faith. Now I want to read this to you all because the word of God let us know we got to not only walk faith, believe that God would do it. We got to also know that He can do it. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So that lets me know. How can you have faith if you don't hear what God is? How can you have faith? You got to hear and you got to believe that it's coming, that God's word say what it say, that He's going to do what He say He's going to do. You got to have faith that God is going to do what you're believing in Him to do. If you're asking God to help you in your walk, because that's where I'm at right now in my life. Some things in my life right now, I'm at a place now where I tell God to show me how to know when it's Him. And I know when it's God. I can hear God, and I know these things. But there's more and more that I want to be more and more into the relationship with my Father. I don't want to just have a relationship with God and believe, and I know what He can do. I don't want to just be in God because of what I can get out of God. God ain't our pimp. We don't have to prostitute Him. We don't have to do none of that. Just live by His word. Do what He's saying. Love Him. Obey Him. Worship Him. Trust Him. And He said what? All these things, everything else, it's going to be added to us. You don't even have to do that, because if you live by God's word and you have faith and believe that He's going to do what He say, guess what? You ain't got to ask God for nothing. It's going to be right there at your door. That's faith. That's faith, trusting and believing God's going to do it. I'm trusting and believing that God is going to make things in the spiritual things happen for me as well in the natural. We got to walk by faith. We got to talk faith. You can't just say something. You got to do something. You got to do something. And that means if you got to work it, work it. You got to work your faith. So let's begin to pray. Let's begin. Maybe you have little faith. Maybe you have big faith. Maybe you have no faith. Maybe, but the words are all you need is a little. Just a little bit mustard seed faith. You know how big a mustard seed is? That's all you need. So let's begin to pray tonight. Wherever your faith is not, wherever your faith is not at, we want to pray tonight that God is going to do what He said. Let's begin to pray. Let's begin to walk by faith. Let's begin to listen to God. And let's begin to believe what He said. If His word said it, then it was going to happen. See, Abraham believed it. It took him years to get what he wanted, but he got it. The woman with the issue of blood. She bled 12 years, but she didn't give up. She kept pressing because she knew one day she was going to get healed. And and it took her 12 years, but she got what she wanted. Yeah. Noah built the ark, built the boat. It took him so long. Yeah, folks call him a drunk. But he still built the ark. He still built that boat. And guess what? It took him years, but it happened. It happened. And those that didn't believe, guess what happened to them? Guess what happened? The flood swallowed them up. The earth just swallowed them up. And not only, and so that's how we are. We got to believe, trust, and ask God. So let's begin to pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we come to you right now. We come to you right now, Heavenly Father, humble as we know how. Thank and praise you, Father, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you, Lord God, right now. Father, we come before you because your words say, well, there are two or three. Such as agreeing in God's name. You'll build God in the midst of us. So, Father, as we stand in agreement with each other, Father, you let us know, God, we have to agree. Father, we agree in your name that you will be in the midst of us. We agree, God, with each one of us on the phone line. Those may be passing by on the replay. Whoever, Lord, need, whatever they need and want, our God, we stand in and agree with my sister, my brother, any pastors and who all may be on this line or may be listening. We're agreeing in whatever you're asking God for, whatever you believe in him to do. Father, we first of all want to say, Lord God, purge us first with his. Wash us that we may be whiter than snow. Father God, you cleanse us from any sins we committed today or omitted. If we have not acknowledged you, Holy Spirit, forgive us. Father, if we spoke any wrong or seen anything against towards our or said anything against our neighbors or our sister and brother, forgive us. Father, if we even looked on someone that was not our husband or our wife, forgive us. Father, if we even put things in our ears that should not have been listening to or we should not have even been spoken off our tongue, forgive us. Father God, because your word let us know, God, that we ought to be careful with our words. And your word says, he that have an ear, let him hear what you're saying to us. We can't hear if we got everything going in our ear. Father God, your word tell us these things, to think on things above, and we can't think what we need to think for you, God, because we got our mind in the earth, thinking about the thing, thinking about what little Johnny did, thinking about what little Sue did or what Sally did. That ain't what you want us to think on. You said think on things up above. Father, we ask that you turn our faith on you. We ask that you turn our faith that we will believe, Lord God, that we will believe just what you say. Father, we ask that you would touch us in an area where we need to be touched at the most. Somebody may be weak in their faith tonight. Somebody may be sick in their body tonight. It's already healed because your scripture said so in Isaiah 53 and 5. It was already paid a price for. It was already paid a price for, God. You said you was wounded for our transgressions. You was bruised for our iniquity. And with the chastising of our peace was upon you. And with your strife, Father, we are healed. Father, we heal. We heal from whatever that sickness is. We heal from whatever that pain is. We heal from whatever that we are healed from that divorce. We are healed from anger. We are healed from abuse. We are healed from, Lord God, that drug addiction. Father, we are healed, God. Father, we heal from Lord God, from whatever the mental capacity is. We are healed from, Lord God, oppression and depression. Maybe somebody got extreme high blood pressure. Father, we are healed. They are healed. Father God, I thank you. Somebody is believing you for finance to come through for them because they got a bill need to be paid. Somebody, Lord God, a conviction letter, God. Somebody, Lord God, can't feed their children. Father, we pray that your word, Lord God, in Malachi 3 words say you will open up the heavens. You will open up the windows of heaven and you will pour us out blessings. Pour somebody a blessing out, God. You'll pour out blessing that they don't have room enough to receive, that they will be able to bless somebody else. You touch them right now, God, whoever it is. Whoever it's for, God, you touch them right now. You touch her. You touch him. You touch them, God. Somebody needing a place to stay, Father. You begin to bless them, Lord God. Open up a door. Touch their realtor, Lord, heart. Touch their own person, touch that, Lord God, that their manager or that the sister. Now, you touch them, Lord God, that they will open up a door. A door will come open. But, Father, you told us to trust you and believe in you. And, Lord, you told us to have faith that you're going to do just what you say you do. Somebody ministry. Somebody, Lord God, needs you right now because they need that ministry, Lord, to come through. They need that ministry to be. Somebody, God, is got family members missing. Somebody has got, Lord God, nieces. Children won't act right. Somebody got, Lord God, Lord, touch right now. Co-workers won't act right. The supervisor, manager, God, and they need you, God, to show favor. Father, we know we have favor with you, but give them favor with that boss or with that Lord God, or even with that manager or with that supervisor. Lord, we ask that you touch right now. Somebody needs to, Lord, whatever their family members are, something missing, or somebody may be grieving tonight over lost of a loved one. They was killed tragedy, God, and they need to be healed from their hurt. Lord, wipe the tears. When somebody dealing with something with unforgiveness, they don't know how to forgive, Lord. Begin to touch their heart that they will forgive. Because, Father, you said if we don't forgive our sister and brothers here on earth, Lord God, your word says you will forgive us. Father, we ask that you touch right now. Father, we ask that you deliver right now. We ask that you set free right now. Father, it's cold, Lord God. Somebody ain't got the heat. Somebody don't have lights. Lord, you restore power. Father, you begin to let the angels go and take charge, God. Let the angels go and take charge over them, God, and protect them day and night. Cover them, Lord, with your blood. Somebody, Lord, can't see their way clear. Lord, somebody is believing you. Somebody believes in you right now. Father, they believe in you right now that something is going to happen somewhere, somehow, but they don't know how, but it's going to happen. Lord, touch them right now. We pray and we ask that you do it. And we thank you for everything that you're doing right now. We thank you for what you're doing on Faithful Line. We thank you for what you're doing on Philippi Fire. We thank you for how you're getting ready to move. You're getting ready to move on the inside. We thank you for how you're going to, Lord God, cause, Lord God, those to come. Those to come on Faithful Line. Those to, Lord, come on from the Father. We thank you for them, Lord. We just going to be patient. We just going to have the faith and believe that you're going to open up, Lord God. You're going to touch somebody's heart somewhere, somehow, to come on, Lord, and be blessed. See, Lord, we don't do things because we want to do. We don't say things because we want to say them. Lord, we do it because you tell us to do it. Lord, you put us in the earth to be disciples for you. And, Father, we thank you right now. And I join my faith. I join my faith with everybody on this line. Whatever their needs and wants, they're already met. Father, whatever they believe in you for, God, it shall come to pass. Whatever, God, Lord God, the enemy trying to do, whatever the enemy trying to take captivity over them, we pull those things down. We pull down every lie for the enemy. And we bring it to, Lord God, bringing it to the knowledge of you and make it obey. It has to obey you. Everything that's not like you, it has to obey you. Father, you said every nation is going to bow to you. You said every nation will know you, that you are God and they are not. And Father, we want to say thank you tonight. We want to thank you because we know you are the King of Kings. We know you, Lord of Lords. We know you, the great I am. We know you, strong tower. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father. And we give your name glory and the honor and all of the praise that's due to you today, not tomorrow, not the next day, but today. Everything go to you. Lord, your word say we was bought with a price. So that means, Lord God, everything we own belongs to you. Even us, even our bodies, even our everything we got, Lord, it's not ours, it's yours. And Lord, we thank you tonight. And we give your name the honor and the praise and the glory. We give it all to you, Father, right now. We bless them, keep you, ask you to keep them, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we even pray for those that's weak. We pray for those that are pulled away from you. We pray for those that never gotten to know you. We pray for those that are going to give their hearts to you. And, Lord, we ask that you touch them. We pray for those, God, that the enemy done blindfold them with. Blindfold their eyes, blindfold their ears to keep them from hearing. Blindfold them, God, to keep them from coming into the knowledge of you. We pray that they will be set free. Breakthrough will happen in their life. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray tonight. And Father, I say yes. Yes, Lord, we say yes. We stand in agreement, Lord. We say yes and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. And I want to thank and praise God for you all for being on Faith on the Line on tonight. And I want to say, may God bless and keep y'all until we meet again, same place, same time, back here next Friday on Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. And I want you all to join my sister in on Philippian Fire on Monday, this coming Monday, the 22nd. Let's join her. It'll be a powerful word. Thank the Lord. Thank God for the word of God. And I want to let y'all know to be safe because the weather here is so cold. And the ice done kind of melted a little bit, but we still got. But all I got to say, let's begin to trust God. And let's begin to be careful this weekend. Be careful. Let's be prayerful. Be watchful, and most of all, be careful. Until next time, join us back here next Friday, same place, same time, on Faith on the Line. Y'all have a blessed and prosperous weekend, and I pray blessings and prosperity all throughout the week. May God bless you all. Prophetess Stacy, turn it back over to you.